there's not very many Indigenous filmmakers out there. There's not very many Indigenous actors and actresses. It's I would like to hear their story of how they got to where they're at, to being able to be heard, to get funding, to be listened to be able to make the movies that they're making.
It's just patience, man. You got to really believe in yourself, because in the race, the rat race of getting funding is, people will fall by the wayside because some people just can't keep waiting. Some people can't afford to, get by as they wait for maybe they'll get funded. And it's always that maybe, maybe somebody will see you. Hopefully someone sees you. But there's just one thing that Taylor Sheridan taught me when he was teaching me all about screenwriting was you should write such a good story that that story will carry the movie and resonate with people watching it. And it doesn't matter who what actor plays it. It could be nobody that no one's ever heard of. But if that story is powerful enough that it resonates deep with people and people can watch it over and over, you have won. You have won. You have won whatever it is you're going after. That title of validation that you're an artist. Because an artist is whoever, whatever medium they practice is about connecting from one person to the other, right? And I think a lot of artists also are narcissists, right? A lot of artists, musician, filmmaker, actor, whatever it is, we want people to see us. We want people to see us. And we want to be like, yes, watch me, watch what I'm doing. My story is important. My story is this. And if you don't have that type of, a little bit of narcissism in you're not going to make it, because you're always going to fall back and be like, oh, yeah, I'm one of the guys. I'm one of the people. No. Get up there, shine your fucking light, and show the world why you're special, why you're important. And, filmmaking nowadays, when I first got into it, all these years I've been waiting for people to take notice and to help me, I stopped waiting. I became creative. I said, I'm going to make these things with people who believe in it just as much as I do. And they're not looking for the monetary reward. They're looking to the connection. And as I've grown, I've become more a storyteller. Like, I want to be a really good storyteller, visual storyteller. If you think of the best movies out there, think of Sleepless in Seattle. Great story. How many action sequences, how many computer generated images are in that movie? How much special effects is in Sleepless in Seattle? Not a damn thing, right? It's all by the story, and it resonates with people for the rest of their lives, man. It's just the simpler the story, the more people connect with it. If it becomes too convoluted and becomes way too epic, it loses people. Once you lose people, you cannot get them back. They'll switch the channel. They'll go and do a review, a reaction on TikTok saying, hey, don't watch this movie. But you know what? Having that story is important. Navajo Highway is about two cousins that are just trying to figure out their culture. That's the story. That's the whole story. And everyone can connect with that because everyone feels that they come from a culture that they've lost. And they're trying to reconnect to it. And they're rooting for these two kids to reconnect.